because we start by talking Orlando Magic basketball, which I'm always up for. We are joined right now by the center for the Orlando Magic. He is an all-star. 24 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, a block, and 3 steals versus OKC last night. On the season, 11, or I should say 19 points, more than 11 rebounds, more than 3 assists per game. He led the Magic in games played, points, rebounds, and blocks during the last decade. 16th pick overall in 2011 out of USC. Orlando is in second in the Southeast. They're at home tomorrow night against Boston. Nikola Vucevic is my guest. Nikola, nice to have you back. How are you?
Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to have you on. Thank you very much. So you dropped a tough one to Oklahoma City last night, but you put up really big numbers. Let me start there. How do you go about processing that loss and making sure you're ready for a big one against Boston tomorrow night?
Well, I think that the longer you're in the NBA, I think you learn to kind of have to put tough losses behind or even big wins and you just move on. It's just the job we're in. I know they're part of it. And you can't celebrate too long. You can't dwell too long. You just have to learn and move on. And, you know, obviously yesterday was a tough game. You know, it went right down to the last minute. You know, we had a chance. We came up short. But, you know, we won some games that way during the year as well. So you move on. You prepare for the next one. Obviously another tough one for us against Boston at home. But it would be a fun one to play for sure.
You know, I would imagine it must have felt like you had been away for a long time, forever. Like last night's game was your first game at home in nearly 2 weeks after a road trip where you went to Phoenix, Sacramento, followed by two games in L.A., then Golden State, and finally Charlotte. You capped off that trip with a win in Charlotte to go 3-3 on the trip. How big was that win against the Hornets to make sure you ended that road trip the right way?
That was a big win for us. I think, you know, 3-3 on the West Coast trips like that, it's always, you know, it's always pretty decent. You know, we lost to Golden State over there, played a poor game, and so we were very disappointed, and I was really happy with our response. I think it was important. And those are very, you know, tough games. When the first game back from the West Coast, it was kind of in a weird time of day, 2 at 5 for us as well. So it was a little, you know, out of our rhythm, but we figured out we played a great game. I don't think many teams have beaten them the way we did, and it was great to have that response after that tough loss in Golden State. So, it was a good trip for us. It was, I think, our toughest that we're going to have all year, and so to come back 500 from it, it was very good for us.
It's good to be talking Orlando Magic basketball. Nikola Vucevic is my guest. Now, you clinched the playoff spot in the final game of the year in Boston last year, and then you played Toronto in the first round, and you won the first game of that series. How different do the playoffs feel from the regular season? And then how much does being there last year motivate you to get right back this year?
Well, it's obviously different because you play one team multiple times in a week, 2 weeks period. So the preparation is different. You really have to be on top of, you know, your game, their game. Make sure you know you do the scouting right, that you know their plays, the players' tendencies, and you have to execute every game. And you know it's kind of a lot of repetition, but also at the same time you have to make adjustments. I think for us it was the first time for a lot of us to be in that situation as having big roles on a playoff team, and we ran into the world champs, you know, who played great, and thought that defensively against them we did pretty well. It's just offensive. We couldn't generate enough offense, but I think overall it was a very good experience for us and definitely motivated us, you know, to keep that up. And after 6 years without, you know, going to the playoffs, we're back in it, and it was a great experience. You know, it really motivated us. So this year we're looking forward, you know, to get back in it and do even better. So we believe that we can do that. But I think that just getting that feeling back of winning, going there, being part of the big stage, just, you know, it's so much more fun than, you know, going home after 82 games and being done with it. You know, it's kind of, this was, you know, so much better for all of us, and especially our younger players.
Nikola Vucevic is joining us. Hell yes, it's better. It's way better. Now, you are currently in seventh in the East. So when you guys are clicking, does it feel like a team that can not only get there, but make some noise once you do get there?
But we believe so. You know, we think we have the pieces to do that. I think that our defense, you know, can be one of the top defenses in the NBA consistently when we're really locked in and when we do our job. On the offensive end, we're still trying to figure things out, but hopefully, you know, in these last 40 games, you know, we can really click on that end as well, and then we have a balanced game on both ends of the floor, which gives you a good chance. But I think that, I think we match up with pretty well with a lot of those top teams in the East, and that we could have a chance. Obviously, you know, Milwaukee is very, very good. So that would be a very tough matchup for anybody. But I think that with other teams, you know, we show that we can play. But obviously, there's still a lot of basketball to be played. You know, I think for now, our focus has to be on us, you know, how we can be better, how we can improve. So when the time comes, we can be ready to play at our best.
Now, you're one of a number of players on the Magic who played in the FIBA World Cup over the summer. When I had Steve Clifford on before the season, he felt like that'd be a great advantage because of how tough that competition is and because you'd be playing at an elite level all summer long. So what was the experience like for you, and what was your biggest takeaway?
That was a fun experience. You know, for my country, it was our first time to go to the World Cup. So it was a great achievement for us. We obviously were in, one of the favorites there. We just, wanted to go there and play the best that we can. But I think that there was, a great experience for me. You know, the game is a little different, so you have to play a little different. That's a good learning experience as well. You know, every game is very meaningful. You know, there's no games that don't mean anything. You always play for something, so your approach is also different. That was great. And then there were a lot of great players there that you, played against. You know, we played against Greece in our group. So, I played against Giannis. Then we also had Brazil and New Zealand. So it was just, being out there playing against, different styles of basketball in each country, kind of playing their own way. And then also going to China, being part of the whole experience was just a fun experience. I think also helps you kind of, you play meaningful games throughout the summer. So you're already kind of, your mindset is already kind of locked in already. So, it definitely helped. The only thing that's kind of difficult is when you're done with it, you have like 2-3 weeks when you want to rest, but at the same time stay in shape so when camp hits you're ready. So that kind of throws you off a little bit, but I'm happy I was part of it. It was a good experience. We did okay as a team, but we didn't have high expectation again, so but just great to be there, to represent your country, especially since it was our first time.
Orlando big man Nikola Vucevic joining me for a few more moments. Now, you were recently named the Magic's Player of the Decade. What did that mean to you? And when you look back on the last decade and the impact you've had on that team and that organization, how much pride is there for you?
That's a lot of pride. And I think that nowadays it's difficult to stay with one team for a long time. And now it's my eighth season with the Magic. I wish that we had more team success while I was here, but things are starting to turn around and they're looking better. So as the positive, but, I kind of went through the whole rebuilding process. It wasn't always easy. There were difficult times, some setbacks and stuff. But I think that overall, when I look back at it, it's just going to always, be special for me to always be, one of the, best Magic players to ever play, having my name on all the all-time lists, games played, points, rebounds, all that. When you look at all the names that are on those lists, it's definitely very humbling, to be amongst players like Shaq, Dwight, Penny Hardaway, Jameer Nelson, all those guys that played, just to have your name against them, Nick Anderson, it's just, it's very humbling. And as a kid, you never thought of that to be possible. And now, I'm there and I'm still trying to climb up. It's a very, prideful thing.
Dennis Scott, there have been some great, great players there.
Yes.
Now, since the last time you and I spoke, you were named to your first All-Star game last season. What do you remember about that moment when you were named to the team? And it was before the game against the Pacers when the PR wizards themselves, Joel Glass and George Galante, were watching the announcements and they found out that you made it.
Yeah, it was a moment I remember for my whole life. It was just, and I knew it was about to be announced at like 7, and that's kind of usually when their national anthem is played. So I was just standing. The anthem was about to be played. It was just a moment before, like right before the anthem was about to be performed. I heard either Joel or George yell yes, and I turned around, and they showed me thumb up that I was in. And I think it was then I looked at my parents were in the stands, so I looked right at them and I showed them that I was in. And then I think that the fact that the anthem was right after that, it kind of helped me gather myself together because it was however long the anthem is, a minute or so. I had the time to kind of gather myself, get my emotions together, and be ready to play. But it was, an amazing moment. Just, I worked so hard for it. And, it was, it's so, humbling to be named an All-Star. It's so hard. You see all these great players in history that haven't had a chance to make it. It's only 12 in each conference. And every season, there's so many players that deserve to be in it that don't necessarily get their name called. And so it was a very, very proud moment for me. And I was very happy to be there to represent my team. And also I think since we went through a lot of losing seasons and not much success, I think that also showed that we were on the right way. And then I was able to be there and represent not only myself but the team and show that we were on the right path. So it was great. And the whole experience as well, being there, was amazing. And hopefully there'll be many more to come.
I was going to say, and not only that, you're getting a lot of attention and a lot of run for another trip to the All-Star game this year. So you might find out again and have another experience to share with us. Last thought before you go. Now, you and I have talked about your love of Star Wars in the past. What did you make of the Rise of Skywalker?
It's a tricky one. I mean, I kind of went into the, like, when I went to see it, I was kind of like, I'm not going to, like, go in with a negative mindset. I'm going to, like, you know, try to just enjoy the movie and, you know, see how it works. And it was an enjoyable movie. I think if you go really into details and, like, really go deep into the whole Star Wars world, sure, there were, like, some missed things, some holes and stuff that don't exactly make sense. But I think that overall it was an enjoyable movie. They went back in some of the, like, original story stuff. And I thought I did a decent job. It was an enjoyable movie to watch. It was way better than The Last Jedi. So I came out, you know, quite happy. I enjoyed it. It was definitely not bad like The Last Jedi was. So, you know, you can go either way. You know, I went with a positive mindset, so I enjoyed it. Some people that I know don't really didn't like it, but I think it was just hard after the episode 8. So many things were off and didn't make any sense. It was just hard to finish it. But I thought it did okay. And it was definitely fun to see it. So I think now there won't be many movies for a while. They kind of want to see what they're going to do. But overall, I'd say it was a good experience, fun to watch. Wasn't like the originals, but I don't think you can ever, you know, redo the originals. They're one of a kind.
Hey, listen, one last thought. I know, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad that it was a good experience, because I know your last experience was not a good experience.
No.
Because you said on Twitter, quote, "The Last Jedi sucked so bad."
Yeah.
Or this tweet, quote, "Seeing that The Last Jedi is trending on Twitter and that some people are trying to defend it, but I'm sorry, it straight up sucks," end quote.
Yeah.
We'll close the book on this finally, but what was it about The Last Jedi that bothered you so much?
Well, I just think that, like, they went away from everything that Star Wars kind of stands for, and that's kind of what bothered me, because people that really like Star Wars, are really into it, they understand that it's not just a movie. There's so many things you can do. It's like a whole universe, and there's like the dark side, and then there's like the good side, and then, I mean, I think to me it's like so much deeper than just like a regular movie where, like, they're like Jedi fighting at lightsabers and whatever, and so I just felt like in La Jedi, they kind of, in a way, disrespected a lot of it. Like, they made Luke Skywalker look terrible. Like, they made Leia look bad. They just went away from everything that it stands for. And as a fan, you know, you just, like, it was just, to me, it was not good. And then they try to make it, like, funny and a comedy when it's not, like, Star Wars. It's pretty dark, actually. And so, to me, that's what bothered me the most. Like, you can't just disrespect everything that happened before. And like, we, like, the first scene, like, we've been waiting to see Luke for so long, and he gets the lightsaber and then just, like, throws it away when he's supposed to be the greatest Jedi of all time, and you're like, this doesn't, like, make any sense. But to me, it was just mainly that, but then, you know, they try to kind of fix it in the ninth movie, so that's why I appreciate it a little bit. But yeah, it was just not a good movie overall. I just couldn't, like, it was really disappointing for me the after I left the theater. It was hard for me.
Nicola, I appreciate that. Let me finally ask you. I remember as a kid, like, I'm old enough. I didn't have to see it first one on demand. I saw it when it dropped. I was at the movie theater in Los Angeles as a kid. I mean, it was amazing. We must have been online 5 hours. And as a kid, I'll never forget walking out of that theater after seeing what I just saw, because I had never seen anything like that. Do you remember where and when you were when you saw the very first Star Wars and what you thought?
Yeah, actually, I do. It was so the first one I saw was Phantom Menace. I've heard of them before, but I never watched them, like the originals. And so the first one I saw was Phantom Menace, and it was really random. My mom was like, "Hey, this movie came out. Do you want to go see it?" Like everybody talks about it. I'm like, "Sure." And then I went and I enjoyed it. And so then I got into it a little bit more, and I found out they were about the originals and everything a little more. And then I rewatched all of them. I didn't rewatch. I watched all of the originals, and then slowly I got into it. I didn't really get into it like deeply until I got a little older, to where I could kind of more understand it. But yeah, that was the first one that I saw, Phantom Menace, which now when I try to watch it, it's good, but it's a little hard to watch. It's not as good as when I was younger.
I appreciate your thoughts on that. He is a Magic center. He is an all-star. He is the player of their decade. They are second in the Southeast, and they're at home against Boston tomorrow night. Nikola Vucevic. Nikola, so great to get caught up. I appreciate your thoughts on that and on the team. Great to have you back on the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
That was fun. Great job. Really well done. Yeah, you heard that. Me and Nikola talking Star Wars.